Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
A Christmas party edition of What's On Your Mind. Hey friends, Scott Hinton here along with Todd the Radio God Mitchell from 550 K-Fire. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join the party this hour. And a talk radio town hall on Tuesday, one day early since tomorrow's the Christmas holiday. Welcome your Christmas traditions. What says Christmas to you? What is that one thing that says, this is Christmas to me? Love to hear those Christmas traditions today. And maybe some favorite Christmas traditions in the great communities all across North Dakota that are time-honored. 800-228-0550 to share. 701-258-0550. Emails welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And, of course, Congressman Cramer will be here to answer your questions and share in our little Christmas party today. Here's the call that came in during the news break.
Speaking of Christmas things, one thing I really liked was this group is called Straight No Chaser doing the 12 Days of Christmas. It is absolutely amazing how well those guys could sing. A bunch of college guys had an a cappella group called Straight No Chaser, and they were really good.
Yeah, they are.
Have you heard of them, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Have
you heard of the group Pentatonics?
Yes.
They're an a cappella group, really, really good. In fact, I've been waiting all day to play this, so this will be my chance. And then maybe you can find a little straight...
I got it ready.
It's a favorite at our house. My daughter and my wife love this.
Come, they told me.
That's pretty darn good, isn't it?
Oh.
That's what I call talent. Something I don't possess musically, you know. Okay, and you have the one the caller was talking about now. What is it called again? Straight No Louder?
The act is called Straight No Chaser.
On the first day of Christmas, might you lucky to me, a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four calling birds, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me eight mansions, seven mansions, but you better not shout. You better not cry.
I love it. I love it. Good one. Thank you for sharing. Love the Christmas music, Christmas movies. Now we've had, oyster stew, the Christmas food. Elf, by the way, is gaining steam in the favorite Christmas movie category from some yep. folks here as well. And here's another story one of our listeners emailed. It's a good one. Remember when I was, I don't remember, two or three, but I crawled into a cupboard with the pots and pans because I wanted to wait and surprise Santa. Well, in the meantime, I fell asleep. So Mom and Dad started looking high and low for me, even called the police.
Wow.
And while searching the house, they heard some giggling. I remember an officer opening the door of the cabinet, and he had a red Santa hat on. I jumped out and yelled, "I got Santa!" It's pretty good. Pretty darn good. I love it. All right. Keep those Christmas traditions and holidays coming. It's the What's On Your Mind Christmas party today, and would not be complete without our regular weekly guest, Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's here with the Talk Radio Town Hall now with a brand new shiny award on the shelf. as the top member of Congress for hosting the most events, the talk radio town hall events, the town halls, the coffee with Kramer. Congratulations and Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas, Scott and Todd and all of the listeners. And thank you, guys, for helping me receive that designation. And it's kind of interesting that second place went to a senator, and it was quite he's quite a ways behind us. So good job, guys.
You know what I like about this is that, you know, you're a freshman member of Congress. You're in there as a first termer, and you think about folks that have been there for decades, and a newbie comes in and shows them how it's done, which is, you know, in your case, I know something you've always said, the best thing about public service is the public.
Right.
But it's pretty amazing that a freshman member of Congress goes in and gets that that distinction.
Well, you know, I'd love to take credit as being, you know, really, really smart, but as I always say, it's more important to be resourceful than smart, and the resource I value the most, of course, are the people I work for, and that's where so many of the good ideas come from. I mean, Scott, I could take as an example, and you guys could probably verify this. I mean, I've referred to certain amendments I've been able to introduce and get done and whatnot that have come from people, but this passage of the tax extender deal with the 179 expensing, that is an issue that I heard first on this show and heard a lot on this show and heard a lot in my coffees with Kramer from farmers, and the importance of it, it's not something that, you know, is natural to me per se. Philosophically it is, but who knows what 179 of the IRS code is. You know, I don't sit around with carrying the volume of it because I'm not strong enough to carry the entire IRS code. But, you know, you learn a lot doing this sort of thing that helps you be a better member of Congress, both for your constituents and for the country. And so to me, it's, you know, I almost feel guilty taking the people's time to learn as much as I'm able to learn. So it's a good team effort by everybody, so I appreciate it.
And, by the way, any questions, comments, Christmas greetings are welcome today. We have a What's on Your Mind Christmas party going today.
So I noticed that, by the way, you know, Chris and I do this 600-mile triangle starting tomorrow where we go to Candu for Christmas Eve and Kindred for Christmas Day before coming back to Bismarck. I might go through Pier on my way. I heard Bill last Sunday. Are you kidding me?
I know.
What was it,
yeah.
Lingonberries or something like that?
Yeah.
Preserves? Lingonberry Preserves, yeah.
Wow.
I know. It was very tempting just to pack up and head out and really kind of disrupt the whole show or get down to Pier.
I mean, that was pretty cool.
And Todd started with the warm Lefse.
Yeah.
And then we had our caller from Pier offer up the goodies. Is there a particular thing that sticks with you from your growing up years that you carry on with Chris and the kids on a Christmas tradition?
Well, ours is the 600-mile triangle, and I guess it is sort of part of even my childhood where we used to, you know, go to Minnewaukee, and my grandparents, my mom's parents, lived at Minnewaukee, and they had a farm 6 miles out of town. Never had, by the way, running water. And so even when I was a, you know, early teenager, we'd go there, and my mom's one of 10 children, and which means there are, you know, anywhere from, at the time, you know, 10 or 20 grandchildren to now, I think, over 100 direct heirs. We would gather in the living room of this teeny little house out on the farm, you know, right around the furnace and in the middle of the living room and open our gifts and somebody would read the Christmas story from Luke and pretty powerful stuff. And so I've got lots of memories like everybody does of Christmas. I do agree that it seems to be slipping. My children don't know the Christmas carols the way I do. And, you know, I hope somehow we can restore some of those rich traditions.
Yeah, Maria's side is much more musically inclined. So as you know, the later years, I have got a nice little memory of the last number of years. And the kids always, you know, well, I should say Alex grumbles, but the girls are all in on it. Gather around the piano and sing some Christmas carols. That's kind of neat. Yeah.
Yeah, and we go Christmas caroling once in a while. We've done that even at Kindred when we're all together, and maybe we can do that again this week. My mom's probably listening, going, "Oh, what now?" But we, you know, growing up in Kindred, that was very normal for the Luther League, you know, these youth that go to shut-ins and the homes and sing Christmas carols and right out of the movies, you know. And in our bigger cities, a lot of times we don't do much of that. My kids have never done that.
Now they're called flash mobs. Now they you got to bump into it at some mall someplace where people start singing. But, you're right. I think caroling is one thing that's kind of gone by the way, so I don't remember the last time that I heard either about, you know, caroling happening or about, you know, a knock on the door and what the heck's this? And then go out there and they're caroling. It's kind of neat. Now, what really disturbs me is that, at least according to Associated Press report, that Christmas cards are becoming a thing of the past because of social media. Now, I don't think that's a North Dakota thing, because I didn't notice one less in our mailbox. I hope we're going to buck that trend myself.
Yeah, I think we probably do up here, and I can tell you Congress does. I get a lot of you. In fact, Christmas is commenting. Might have even been this morning or yesterday's mail, the members of Congress and their Christmas cards and all the scripture that's referenced. And I think people would be very encouraged if they, if everybody could get the Christmas cards we get from the members of Congress. So we can keep that one going.
Darn right. Congressman Kevin Cramer here on the Talk Radio Town Hall with your questions or comments. Bring them on, 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache, the folks with one focus, sprayers. That's right, and a darn good sprayer at that. That Apache, they pride themselves with satisfaction, and the new sprayers, obviously Apache being the main brand, but they have a number of used sprayers as well, even pulled types on hand if you want to 1,000 to 1,500 gallon capacity, the big 90 foot booms, and they also have the ET Ag Center with your source for 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. HighPlainsApache.com. Mandan Fargo, stop and see him. Tell him Scott and Todd sent you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So what's on your mind? Christmas party today. I got a Christmas story you want to share, a favorite Christmas food, a favorite Christmas movie, a famous favorite Christmas song, whatever it might be, or a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's joining the Christmas party today. We're doing the Talk Radio Town Hall a day early today with the Christmas holiday tomorrow. Give us a ring at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. Here's a comment that came in for you during the break. Kevin?
Yes, John from Grand Forks. This is for Congressman Kramer. In light of we haven't had one of these since 1997, all I want for Christmas is a budget plan, a budget plan, a budget plan. If I got a budget plan for Christmas, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. Ooh, that was bad. But hang in there, work hard, have a good Christmas. And you do well, my friend. Thank you.
Wow. John, not afraid to sing. You couldn't have paid me to do that, but he did acknowledge it wasn't maybe the best rendition, but what do you think? Is he going to get his wish?
That. No, that was really marvelous. I love somebody that's got the guts to do that and enjoy the season enough and also make a pretty good point, by the way. You know, we've had some budget plans, and what's sort of interesting, Scott, if I look back on this first term in Congress and, you know, write a book, one of the chapters would be, in fact, there is part of it in Paul Ryan's new book, when we conned the Democratic Senate into passing a budget by first passing in the House a bill that says if you don't pass a budget, you don't get paid. And so we pass our budget, which of course balances and doesn't raise taxes and cut spending. The Senate then, of course, not wanting to be embarrassed by the fact that they were afraid to not pass a budget, passed one that raises taxes and never balances. But at least they did pass a budget, and we could never reconcile those differences. The gap was way too wide. Although early this year, of course, the Murray Ryan budget did in fact pass, which is a budget, not just a spending bill, but an actual budget outline. And so now, hopefully, the caller singer will get his wish early next year when we go to work on the regular order and the appropriations process and have a transparent debate between in both chambers and between both chambers as we no doubt await for a delayed presidential budget because he's been late every year in presenting a budget which has been pretty much impossible for us to work with. So let's hope the caller gets his wish. We're going
to
work
on it. What is your Christmas wish? Your member of Congress is here to, you know, do his part here for you folks at 800-228-0550. It's a What's on Your Mind Christmas party today, and Christmas stories welcome, Christmas cheer welcome, and Christmas wishes welcome as well. Questions for Congressman Kramer certainly welcome. Scott, somewhere in southwest North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, I didn't have a question or statement for Congressman Kramer. I just had a... Oh, I've ran into a lot of people that, along with reading the Christmas story on Christmas Eve, they like to read Wilbur's Christmas Gift. And I don't know if a lot of people remember that the illustrations in the book aren't very good, but the poem's real good, but it's by Rodney Nelson from Sims, North Dakota. And I just thought I'd mention that, so.
I'm not familiar with it. It says Wilbur's Christmas Gift?
Yes.
And it was written by a North Dakotan?
Oh, yeah, a cowboy poet from Sims. It's by Elmont, North Dakota.
Rodney Nelson is a champion cowboy poet. He was featured on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, I remember back in when I had a full head of hair. And
that was back when it was worth watching The Tonight Show.
Thank you. Thank you for saying so. And I recently was at an event with Rodney where he performed during lunch. I guess it was with the sheep producers, and he's as good as ever. He's really good. So great memories of Wilbur's Christmas story.
Yeah, I just found a couple.
I believe the book is still out there, so you know if people are interested, I'm sure they can still find it. So
I just found a copy online for $10. Sounds like a good last minute Christmas gift. Wilbur's Christmas Gift. There's another one from 1989 called Good, Clean, Fun, and then Cowboy Laundry and Other Poems of Wit and Humor from 1995. So good tip, Scott. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Robert Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, where's the Lord Jesus at? I seen a sign down at Washington Junior High for 3 days in a row, and it seems like he disappeared. Well, where's he at? I need to speak to him. Where's the Lord Jesus at?
I saw that sign, too. I thought it was just a good reminder that Christmas was coming. That's what I took from it, Robert.
No. I talked to somebody about it. I talked to the sheriff's office and everything. They said, no. It's an omen. He's coming. We just don't know where he's at. I think somebody kidnapped him. No, he's coming.
All right, Robert. Ray and Mandan called earlier with a similar question.
I'm unfamiliar with this. Is there a billboard or something?
No, somebody holding a sign.
Oh, I see.
And I forget the exact wording of it, but Jesus is coming.
Okay.
Jesus is coming soon. Something to that effect. And I took it as somebody getting out there with a little Christmas reminder for everybody, but everybody's going to see it a little differently.
It is interesting, Scott, because I guess if I had seen it, and you do see these from time to time, if my guess is it's somebody with a prophetic word that they believe is, you know, accurate based on current events or something like that. But on the other hand, this is the season of Advent, and it's Advent in the liturgical calendar, whether you're Catholic or Lutheran or one of the other liturgical churches, of course, is all about both the anticipation of the birth of Christ and the anticipation of the second coming. Those are some of the things I remember from catechism and confirmation. And so who knows? Could be any or all of the above. But Advent is a time of year to anticipate that coming. So,
all right. Now, somebody's told me that if I hear about Home Free, I'll forget about pentatonics. So here's Home Free from a Christmas medley. See if I'm going to forget.
Hey, we're rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple that tries to stop.
All right, that's pretty good. It has kind of a Statler Brothers flavor to it, though, doesn't it? The Home Free. I'm going to stick with the pentatonics, though. Sorry, I can't get beyond these guys. These are really, really good. Really, really good. So we've been talking about favorite Christmas music. Here's another little sample, little pentatonics for you.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
That is a male performer's voice there, by the way. Doesn't it sound a little like Karen Carpenter, doesn't it?
That's true. It's
pentatonics. Do you have a favorite Christmas group, Cameron? I know you're musically inclined.
Listen, I enjoy music. I'm not inclined. I'm inclined to enjoy it. Actually, so my what I like to listen to at Christmas is sort of a blend of contemporary Christian with the old carols. So I listen to a lot of a lot of Third Day and Jars of Clay.
With the classics.
Singing the classics. Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah.
More with Congressman Kramer coming up on the Talk Radio Town Hall. It's our What's on Your Mind Christmas Party. Give us a ring.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Good morning, Scott. I hear you're having a Christmas party. In Isaiah 9, it says, "For unto us a child is born, and a son is given." And then it says, "And the government shall be on his shoulder, and there shall be no king, but the king of the universe, the Prince of Peace." Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Appreciate that Christmas for that caller and our Christmas party. A little scripture and. I want to be where he's at with the cow and the dog barking and
exactly.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Taking a little break from the busy chores to give us a call here, Kevin, on the Christmas party. Gotta love that.
It sounds like he's right there in Bethlehem in the manger. But what I love about the verse he chose out of Isaiah, of course, is that was long before Christ was born, and that was the prophecy that was fulfilled. And lest you doubt, you know, the reality of the season. Pretty amazing that somebody could prophesy so many things that came true, and still wonder whether it is, but. Yeah, it was great. It was a great remembrance that the government should be upon his shoulders and not ours. And that's a great relief to those of us that are in the government. It's too heavy a burden for humans.
Kenny has a question, wants us to ask you if the EPA has approved this new de-icer being used on our roads. Trucking companies are complaining about it eating up the electrical systems on the truck. It's hard on the aluminum on trucks, and we've been hearing rumors from state workers that it's chewing up the concrete on the bridges. How safe is this stuff? Kenny wants to know.
Yeah, and I don't know, Kenny, but I will certainly have our guys check it out right away. Maybe we can have an answer before the end of the show. If not, we'll try to have something for next week and look into it. And with regard to the EPA's on it, you know, it sounds to me like there's a enough of a market concern that perhaps, I'm sure it's not required, so maybe there's some alternative, you know, things that could be used that would be less harsh on both the highways and on the vehicles and still keep our highways safe. So I'm sure that's the balance that our DOT is looking for. But we'll check into it right away.
I know that we spent a lot of time last time you were on, actually did an hour plus last week, and some folks had some concerns about the recently passed CR, an omnibus spending bill. You've spent some time telling us about things that that were successes in that, and one of them, speaking of the EPA,
yeah,
had to do with the defunding of their famous open waters wishes. Maybe give us a little bit of an update on, how the EPA was shackled there.
Yeah, and actually, the waters of the U.S., which has come up on this show probably as often as 179 expensing, is one of the most egregious overreaches by both the EPA and the Corps of Engineers. And what we did is defunded their ability to enforce the waters of the EPA on farms, farm ponds and ranches, and irrigation channels, irrigation ditches, which is what they were really after, because if they can get to farm ponds, they pretty much have the entire United States covered and they can claim jurisdiction over anything. And so that was a really big policy victory that, frankly, we would never have gotten out of the president. In fact, the fact that he went along with this thing is sort of shocking to a lot of us, but this is what leverage gives you. And by the way, the reason we were able to get so many things done in this that really outraged the left, especially Nancy Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren. They're still throwing a hissy fit over the fact that the president signed the crime to this, but was because the House had done all of its work throughout the course of the year. We had appropriations hearings. These amendments that I and others put in into the spending bills were vetted not only by the committee, but 79 hours on the House floor, full transparency. So when we went into the lame duck or even prior to lame duck and started negotiating with the Senate on the spending bill, we had a lot more leverage, and our negotiators had a lot more leverage than the Senate did because we did all this work. So that was a big one. The other one, the EPA in general, we cut them by another $61 million. They've now been cut 21% since Republicans took control of the House of Representatives. That's without the Senate. And they're now FTEs. We cut another 1,000 FTEs. So they're back to 1989 levels. 25 years ago is the last time they had this low number of bureaucrats in the EPA. So we've only just begun, but we were able to get a lot done at the EPA with regard to the other stuff, by the way, on this along similar lines, regulatory lines, is we were able to shift a lot of the money that cut some 300 plus million out of DOE's renewable energy research and development request and shifted like 60 million over to research and development on fossil fuel. Clean fossil fuel development, because they pretty well cut fossil fuel R&D out of DOE, and that's an area that we researched a lot and worked on a lot in the Science, Space, and Technology Committee and with the DOE and twice with in hearings with Secretary Ernie Moniz, and I pled with him several times, please don't pass these rules at the EPA that exceed or that get so far out in front of the technology that you just shut down the coal industry. Work with the coal industry to find solutions to the challenges that you believe exist. And so by balancing this R&D out a little bit in the Cromnibus, we're able to get more money where it needs to go and where there's opportunity for real change and for, frankly, maintaining the reliability of our low-cost, abundant fuel supply of coal for generating electricity, keeping the grid safe as well as low-cost.
Mark in Bismarck with a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the What's on Your Mind Christmas Party edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Congressman Cramer. Regarding the Clean Waters Act, and thanks for defunding the EPA's efforts there. But I noticed that the EPA and the Corps of Engineers' proposed definition remains in that. They did not have to withdraw that effort.
Right.
And I also noticed that the EPA was about aggressive with marketing that new definition as they are pushing regulation. So I'm wondering what you might foresee as far as the EPA and Corps of Engineers' efforts with that proposed definition, although it was defunded.
Yeah, no, great point, Mark, and that's got to be done. I mean, so the proposed definition, Scott, he's talking about is beyond just the rule itself, is they had this additional definition that is really what gets at the heart of sort of this agricultural effort, and this defunding certainly puts a wall up to that, against that. There's no question about that. But, so this is only stage one, and now next thing we'll have to do is they have to repeal that, Mark. I mean, our goal is to get them to repeal that. I've written letters. I think, I know Senator Hoeven has, lots of us have. And now when we get the new Congress together and we start the appropriations process for next year, that's the other victory in the Cromnibus, is we get to begin immediately with the 12 appropriations, bills And we'll dig further into that and try to repeal the whole Waters of the U.S. rule, because frankly, the Waters of the U.S. is not a confusing rule, regardless of what they say. The Supreme Court has, you know, thrown up roadblocks. Waters of the U.S. is aimed at navigable waters that have an interstate commerce, status to them that makes them, puts them under the jurisdiction of the federal government. No other waters have that jurisdiction, shouldn't have that, and it should be very simple. So, we still have work to do. This was one step, but Mark's exactly right. We can't take our eye off the ball.
I want to ask you about word out of the Senate. The Keystone XL pipeline will be first in the new Congress to be dealt with. President Obama has since said in his end of year press conference its impact on the economy will be nominal. Sort of poo pooed the jobs and sort of took some shots at it. What was your reaction to that?
I'm sorry, Scott. I missed right at the very beginning. Are you talking about the Keystone? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that it's first up in the Senate, and the president's poo-pooing it again.
Yeah. Well, we're going to bring it up the first week in the House as well. I got word this week that we're going to bring it up the very first week. We'll bring the rule up, which is the rule of debate. How many amendments will be allowed, those kinds of things. That'll be up on probably January 7th on the floor, or at least in the Rules Committee. We'll probably vote the rule out on the floor on the 8th, and then on January 9th, we will have it on the floor of the House for a vote, for debate and a vote. I'm prepared to argue all of those points because he's wrong on all of them. First of all, if they are only temporary jobs, the 42,000 jobs that the State Department says they'll create, aren't 42,000 temporary jobs better than 42,000 people receiving temporary unemployment? Second of all, the idea that a construction job is temporary is true of all construction. I mean, the people that built my house haven't been working for, 9 years, if that's the case, but they're building other houses. And that's what makes the economy turn. Construction work of all types is temporary in the sense that whatever you're building at the time, it will someday be finished. But you also have the steel workers in Pennsylvania. You have the pipe, manufacturers, you have, everybody that with every component, the truck drivers that drive the pipe, and I mean, there's just no end to the jobs that it creates. The restaurants and the hotels and the motels, all of those, you can't call those temporary just because someday the pipeline will be done and therefore they'll no longer be working on that pipeline. Our economy is built on that kind of economic activity, so it's really unfortunate. And the fact that what the president ought to be doing is he ought to be going after all of the clean energy sources we can get, and certainly oil sands from Alberta running through a pipeline that has an extra 100,000 barrels at least capacity for Bakken crude ought to be everybody's goal. It moves in a more efficient, less polluting, safer way. It'll take 10 trains off the tracks in North Dakota every week that can be moving food to market or crops to market instead of oil. The idea that it's irrelevant or becoming insignificant is, he probably wishes, but you can't argue that on the one hand and then argue and take credit for lower cost gasoline on the other hand, we'll make a very strong case and argument for it the first week back, and I expect by the end of the day, January 9th, that it'll have passed the House of Representatives with a strong bipartisan vote.
Less than a minute left, but I do have somebody that want me to ask you about a new retirement policy that has been put in place because of your legislation that sort of woke the army up. You want to tell us about that quickly?
I guess I'm not real sure. The only thing that I do know is that we fought really hard against this. The Senate wanted to cut TRICARE benefits. What they wanted to do is actually raise the copay, pharmacy copay, for non-active military on TRICARE. And we opposed it as the House. The Senate unanimously supported raising that copay. So we fought them really, really hard on it as part of the Defense Authorization Act compromise. At the end of the day, we prevailed and got 80% of our provisions. They got 20% out of the deal. So, we were able to keep any harm to benefits to the military. Beyond that, I'm not sure what else they might be talking about in terms of benefits, but that's the one piece I know is at the center of their argument.
Take a short break. When we come back, last chance to ask any questions or comments of Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. And we'll find out what he's hoping for in the new year. Be a Christmas wish in Congress. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small-town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
It's that special season and that special time of year when we say thank you for what's been given to us and start to look forward to the promise of a new year. And no matter how you choose to celebrate the season, we hope you'll accept our warm wishes when we say Merry Christmas to you and your family from all your friends at Shields. Shields, when it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you and right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Final segment of the What's on Your Mind Christmas Party. Last chance to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And also, the North Dakota Farm Bureau gives us an opportunity to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. And as the year draws to a close, we ask North Dakota Farm Bureau Executive Vice President Jeffrey Missling to share a special holiday message for you and yours. Have we got the special holiday message there?
With another new year upon us, it's a time to reflect back on those things that made this country an exceptional place. Freedom, opportunity, personal responsibility. It's also a time to recognize organizations that work hard every day to protect what makes this country a shining city upon a hill. North Dakota Farm Bureau is one such organization. Our members stand proudly on a set of core principles that shape our policy stances. At 27,000 member families strong, we stand together for individual freedoms, limited government, economic advancement, and self-reliance. Come and stand with us. From all of us at North Dakota Farm Bureau, have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jeff. That's a nice message. And find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Appreciate our partnership with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and, of course, here every Tuesday to tell us what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. 10 before the hour, so last chance, by the way, for questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer at 701-258-0550-800-228-0550. Have you got a Christmas wish on how 2015 will be a little bit different than 2014?
Well, my greatest Christmas wish for, you know, for Congress is that we actually can pass 12 separate appropriations bills in the House, and the Senate can do the same, and we can reconcile them and have an honest, open, you know, transparent debate in front of the American public on what's, you know, what we're going to fund. I already, you know, on behalf of the white potato farmers of the Red River Valley, Merry Christmas. I don't know if they noticed, but in the omnibus, we did restore white potatoes as eligible for purchase through the WIC program, which was something I could never understand. I know it was a Michelle Obama thing. She doesn't like white potatoes, and she did, you know, she didn't like that low-cost nutrient food being available to moms and kids, evidently. But anyway, so we were able to do that for our farmers, in addition to some other things. But yeah, I just look forward to a more cooperative work with a more cooperative Senate, putting a whole bunch of things on the president's desk for either passage or for signing or for vetoing. But at the very least, let's get about the work that we're hired to do.
So is that the plan for 2015? Pass a lot of the things that have already passed in the House that end up logjammed in the Senate, that obviously with Republican control there more than likely than not will go to the president. Just let him be the decision maker.
Yeah, I think that certainly is part of the plan. Of course, House Republicans and Senate Republicans are going to retreat together in the middle of January. So we are going to work to, you know, get together and start planning a strategy with all of us, which will be interesting. There's a lot of opinions and a few egos in the room. But nonetheless, we are going to work together. And yes, that is part of the plan, is to put a lot more things on the president's desk for his consideration. Now, realizing, of course, it still takes 60 senators to move a policy along, but the appropriations process does not. Tax policy, appropriations, budgets, anything that reconciles the budget only requires 51 senators. So I think what you're going to see is a lot of policy attached to appropriations bills, much like we did with the Cromnibus, but you know, even to a greater degree, because we'll have more of a debate about it, and then force the president's hand a little bit and see just how serious he is about going out with a legacy of progress or a legacy of progressiveness.
Alice wants us to ask what Congress can do about the price of oil and what you anticipate in the way of impacts on North Dakota.
Sure. So, you know, Congress isn't in charge of the price of oil, but we are in charge of trade policy, and we are in charge of export policy. And one of the things that Congress could do is lift the export ban on crude oil, which would make the United States it'd grow our industry dramatically. It would grow our influence in the world dramatically, and it would allow us to be more of a price setter. So the price of oil is down, and, you know, I don't see a lot of people crying about the price of oil being down. Me included, I'm getting ready to put a lot of gas in my Suburban and drive around the state for Christmas. That said, what we'd like to have is a more stable price, so we could settle in at a point where it, you know, continues to create jobs and create opportunity for Americans, while at the same time not be subject to spikes and big dips by our Saudi competitors, and grow our influence in places like Russia and Europe. So, you know, we can do all of that. Probably one of the best ways we could do that is to lift that export ban and allow the United States to be the major player that it's becoming, but get to a point where we can actually really unleash the potential of opportunity on the North American continent, in our country and in our state.
All right. Well, safe travels on the, what is it, the 600-mile triangle? Is that
what
you're
doing? That's right. 200 by 200 by 200. And I love every mile of it. If the roads are good, it's great fellowship. And if they're bad, it's a very long trip.
the Kindred Candu Bismarck Triangle.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And, you know, our weather friends tell us there might be a delay or two, but nothing that's is going to stop anybody. But just be careful as you're out there traveling. There's snow in some parts and, you know, obviously some freezing conditions in some parts. And but for the most part, just delays. So if you just drive to the conditions, everybody should be fine. And look forward to our final Talk Radio Town Hall of 2014 next week, and then a brand new year of lots of fun. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the
Thanks.
Time.
You bet. Merry Christmas to everybody now. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, one and all. Todd and I offer the Christmas holiday the balance of the week, so safe travels to you. Thanks for joining the Christmas party. Great stories today on Christmas music, the Christmas food, and lots more. Christmas blessings to you all. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Have a great Christmas. Bye-bye.
In other words, free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mention my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.